Welcome back to Beyond Talk Podcast, guys. This is your girl, Brittany. I hope that you guys have had a wonderful start of the year. I hope that you guys are having a wonderful March. It's March. I haven't posted since January, and I know that I said I was going to be consistent, but listen, it's just been a lot going on, and I've been really busy, so I'm just trying to find my balance here, and I'm almost there, y'all. I'm almost there, but I wanted to post because I've had a lot on my mind, and it's just been a lot that I wanted to kind of talk about, so I hope you guys have the time, of course, 30 minutes, but if you guys want to go back and listen to my last episode, which was posted in January, I hope that you guys find the time to go. Of course, I am on 8 different platforms. You can find me on Anchor, Google Podcasts, you can find me on Radio Public, iHeartRadio, you can find me on Spotify. All of my links are available on my Facebook page. And my Facebook, of course, is Brittany Carter, BrittneyCarter. My Instagram is Britt Brett Carter, but you can look it up through Beyond Talk Podcast as well. And you can find me there, but my links are also available. You can also hit me up and you can leave a voice message on Anchor if you got something to say, you got something to ask, or if you want to feature. I'm always looking for special guests, and I'm actually considering looking for a co-host. So if you or you know somebody that may be interested, please let me know. And I want to try to do this. It doesn't have to be every single episode that we co-host, but every now and then we tear it down, you know, and you just be my right hand man, I'll be your left hand man or whatever. But I really would like to try to have a co-host on it this year. I am starting a season 2 next month. I'm not sure how many episodes are supposed to go into a single podcast season. I'm not an expert, but this is, you know, I guess you just do your own thing however you see fit. And that's exactly what I plan to do. But how is it going? Like, it's March. I can't believe it's March. And the winter months are pretty much over with. We're going into spring, and we're going into summer after that, and then it'll be fall and then winter again. It's going so fast, and it's scary. You know, the thing that keeps me up at night, and I'm gonna be completely honest with you guys, and I've never told anyone this. I don't even think I've ever told my best friend, but something that I have realized that I do at night, and what scares me the most, you know, when people have trouble going to sleep, the thing that keeps me from falling asleep some nights is when I think about death. And the reason why, I don't know why, but it's if I'm thinking about it too much, and I think about just not seeing what I'm seeing and not having the consciousness that I have, or, you know, the awareness. And it's just being blank. It's just being gone. It's just black. That scares the living daylights out of me. I am a Christian. I believe in heaven and hell. I believe that this is not it for us. But when I think about that, when I think about it like that, that's what scares me. But of course, Jesus always comforts me when I have those types of fear or feeling, you know. But it also encourages me and motivates me to live my best, do what it is that I want to do. And, you know, I'm very, 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 very hungry to go to school. I really want to go back to school. And it's not that I don't, you know, have the energy to go. I don't have the time. When you work all day, you know, how do you find that balance? I never really had to juggle a whole bunch of things before. That's just what it's been like for me when I came into adulthood. You know, I did go to school from, you know, at home, and it was so much easier back then, but it's not the same. I tried it like within the last 2 years, and it was a struggle. It was a struggle. And I don't think that going to school online is a thing for me. It might work for someone else, but it's not a thing for me. So I'm trying to find the time and a way and make a plan for me to go to school after work, even if I gotta be up late studying all night. It's gonna be a hustle, it's gonna be a sacrifice, and it's just something that I'm gonna have to do, especially if I wanna use the time that I do have, because you never know, man. Tomorrow's not promised. And I wanna, if I have to die striving for it, then I'll die striving for it, but I don't wanna die not doing anything. So just want you guys to think about that for a minute. But that's the thing that keeps me up at night, and I just wanted to share it with you guys because I've never told anyone that. So surprise, told you guys a secret there. But Oh my gosh. So I've been trying to revamp the podcast and also been trying to add new things. And of course, whenever I was going at it back to back last year, when I was consistent with it, I had a lot of fun with my guests that I had on my show and the people that I was talking to and the things that I was learning. It was brilliant. It was awesome. And it was so liberating. But now I'm trying to revamp it so I can put some new things on it because I want to continue to enjoy it. And I always say that this is an outlet for me. It's something that I use as an outlet for myself. So, you know, what is your outlet? You always need to think about, you know, be self-aware of what of your feelings, be self-aware of what something makes you feel like, be self-aware of what makes you feel good and what makes you feel bad. So you can be better guarded. You know what I'm saying? And this outlet is something that definitely helps me to not explode or be overdue on some mad shit. So yes, I wanted to revamp it. Of course, I always talk about the Black-owned businesses, which I hope you guys are still supporting. We are, more than anything, I've been seeing so much stuff on social media when it comes to trying to re-image Black fathers and things like that, because, of course, they have a different narrative or they have a different stereotype when it comes to Black fathers, as if they're absent. And it's been pushed a lot more. I've been seeing on social media where Black fathers are now being, you know, praised for being present. And I think that's an awesome thing. They're being celebrated, and we need to celebrate them, because you know, even though TV and media has, you know, put it out there that, you know, Black dads are absent, this, that, and the other. Yes, it's real, but you know, there's other races where dads are absent too, but we have been like, what do you call it? It's been widely talked about, I guess. It's just been on a wider scale, a broader scale, is what I'm trying to say. So when I watched the video, it was 15 minutes. It was awesome. But I wanted to throw that in there because when it comes to Black-owned businesses, we're also supporting those more than anything right now. And now it's a great thing. And I hope that you guys are doing the same thing. You know, if you don't have the money to invest, even though I always said you got to vote with your dollar. If you're voting for your people, then you need to vote with your dollar. You know, if you want to do that, then it's going to take money to do it. But if you don't have it, you don't have to not, you know, you don't have to just not do anything. You could share on social media. It doesn't take anything. It's not going to make you look anything like anything. If anybody has something to say about you sharing a Black-owned business on your Facebook page, or if you're scared to do it, like, that's weak. It's weak. It's weak. I'm just going to say it. It's weak. What is it that you can lose? Nothing. You share it. You talk about it. And for those who are, you know, investing and doing business with Black-owned businesses, I hope that you guys are reviewing it and sharing it on social media. It will help a great deal. So vote with your dollar. If you can't, man, share it on social media. Whoever's got it, just share it, share it, share it. We have to make this stuff viral. We have to build these businesses so that our communities can be stronger, so that we can do a lot more for each other. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot to fall back on if we just stick together, because if we're divided and we're not supporting each other, we hit the ground every single time, and we watch our people hit the ground every single time. So let's stand up and get together so we can hold each other down, right? And not in a negative way. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. So, yes, I'm all for Black-owned businesses. I support them tremendously. I used to shout them out one at a time on the podcast, and I'm getting back to that. But I'm also trying to get educated on different businesses before I put it out there. I'm not going to just put you out there and just say your name and say some cute stuff. I will also invest. I will also, you know, do business with you if it's something. Because I even got construction companies who done hit me up and in the local area, and that's cool and everything, but I don't necessarily need any business like that. But I have no problem with putting it out there at all. I read reviews, I do all of that, because, you know, there's some bad business out there, I'm not gonna lie, but there's some people who are really passionate and who are really trying to get it together and do it. So I support you nonstop. I support you. So what I wanted to do today different with the podcast, what I wanted to do on the show today, I wanted to ask three questions pretty much to myself, and I want you to answer it. And if you want, like I said, leave a voicemail on the Anchor. I don't care who you are. You don't have to say your name. You don't have to say any of that. You can write me. I don't care. You don't have to say your name. You can just record it, leave it, and it's all good. But what I wanted to do was do a part of the show where I say, what would you do? And I know it sounds cliche, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people do it, but it's something, I love answering questions. I love this is just the perspective that I like to come from to start a conversation, because it's something that I really do. If I'm in a group of people, we having a real nice chill time and we drinking and we having some fun, I always do the questions. I ask people millions of questions. So it's just, I like to learn from people. I like to learn people. I like to watch behaviors. I like to do all those types of things. So with the what would you do questions, my first one was, if you had one wish, what would it be? And I was thinking like, what would it be? What would it be? I was thinking like, would it be money? Would it be relationship? Would it be a person? Would it be materialistic things? And it's one wish for anything, anything. And my wish would be to just have $1 million. The reason why I would have $1 million is because it wouldn't be just for me. It would be for me, my family, to build things. And you know, I want to say like $10 million or whatever. Yeah, $10 million, but $1 million can go a long way. But if I was to make a wish, it would be probably, I say about $50 million. If I had $50 million, it would make a lot of people's situations that are connected to me a whole lot better and easier. You know, of course, I would do some businesses of my own, but if you do it for your people and people connected to you, you know, and build some Black-owned businesses up, you just partner with the right people, you just never know what you can do. And of course, you know, you got a lot of people who really trying to do some big things, but, you know, the system keeps you down. But I would definitely give it a try. If I had $50 million, I would try to penetrate the world so hard. I would definitely start with my family, but I would definitely try to do something really big that would change like the lives of millions. It's something I definitely would do. But I would pay my tithes first. If I got 50 mil, I would definitely pay my tithes first. The next one was, if your mate told you 5 years later that they cheated on you, what would you do? Like, it's got to be 5 years after the incident. So if at some point they say, you know, 5 years ago, you know, I yada, 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 stepped out, woo, woo, woo. And my answer to that would be, it's complicated. Because you got to ask questions. You got to ask questions like, when did this happen? Why did this happen? Where did this happen? Who did it happen with? And where did you meet them? How were they connected to you? How did they cross your path? What was your instincts with this? What was your intentions in the beginning? Were you, you know, I would ask a bunch of questions. So it really would depend. You know, somebody probably would say, I dropped them, you know, right then and there. And you know, that's your choice. That's your choice. That's your choice. If that's what you want to do, or if that's what you would do, then, you know, that's you. I can't tell you what you can and cannot handle. I would probably break up with them, but it all depends on those questions that I ask and me getting those answers. Because if they come and clean 5 years later, I'm pretty sure that they're going to come clean about the things you need to know. So they probably would just give you all the details before you even get down and dirty into the questions. So I definitely would want to know, because people do things out of their character, but you can't necessarily write people off because they do things out of their character. Sometimes it just be like that. Like, people really mess up. Now, I'm not making excuses for cheaters. Do not get me wrong. But I am just thinking about myself when it comes to the mistakes that I've made. There's some things that I have done that I haven't even told people that I've dated in the past. There's some things that I've done that day, you know what I'm saying? And maybe it's because I didn't have the guts to do it, or it just ended and it didn't really matter. But you got to think about it, man. We are all human. And if somebody come clean to you 5 years later, it's some people who take shit to the grave. So, I don't know. It all depends. It's complicated. I would definitely want to know a lot of, I would want to know a lot of detail. I would want to know a lot of stuff, because you want to make sure that you know, where did this come from? And are we in the boat to where this could happen again? You know what I'm saying? If you put the right ingredients in some stuff, man, you'll get that recipe that you'll come up with the results if you put the right ingredients in there. So you just want to ask questions and examine the situation. So my next one was, if your mom told you they were cheating on your dad or your stepdad, what would you do? Or their boyfriend, you know, whatever. What would you do if your mom said they were cheating on their partner? I say that. And my answer would be, First of all, I'll talk to my mom. This is a wild question. When I wrote it down, I really didn't think too much into it. But what I really would do, I would have a conversation with my mother, try to see where her head is at, see what is her motive. Same thing I would do to the last question. I'll ask a bunch of details. I want to know what led you to this point, you know, and do you know that you're wrong, right? You know that this is wrong. You know, do you think that it's wrong or you don't think it's wrong? I want to know where your head is with that. You know what I'm saying? Is this something that you guys have an agreement with? Is something you guys are an arrangement? You know, and I always try to treat people the same. I don't care if you're my mom, dad, sister, brother. I will tell you right is wrong and wrong is wrong. If you know that this will hurt the hell out of somebody, then you need to stop doing it because you don't want it done to you. And again, I treat all people the same, but it's not my place to go and tell my dad or my stepdad. It's not my place. So I wouldn't even, and it's not true. This is not happening. My mom did not tell me this information or nothing like that. They're happily married. They're happily married. But I honestly would not say anything to my stepdad only because it's not my place to do it. Okay. It's not my place to do it. Now I would tell my mom she's dead ass wrong and she need to stop what she's doing and she need to come to terms with what she need to do, you know, get her head right, get what she need to get on the right track mentally because she way out of pocket. So I would have that conversation with my mom, but I'm not finna snitch. You know, I'm not finna do that. I love my family, but I'm not finna snitch. You know, now if it was the other way around, you know, that's a complicated question. What if dad was a stepdad was cheating on mom? I don't know what I would do. I'm probably not going to open my mouth. I don't know. It would be, you know, let me tell you a quick story. My ex-wife had, my ex-wife was in a similar situation. And I told her to stay the hell out of it. I told her to stay out of it. And she goes and runs her mouth to dad about it, her dad, about some other stuff that her mom was doing. And when I say I was tripping out, even the mom was like, how, what the fuck? You might, you know, it was a crazy situation. And I remember just like, why would you do that? I didn't even know. She didn't come to me and say, I'm gonna do this. Cause if she would have, I would have told her like, if you do this, you're really getting yourself into something you don't need to be in. But she was so disgusted by it. You know, and everything happens for a reason. Her heart was so pressed to say something to him. You know, that's between her and God. But I would not have said anything because it's just not my place. I would just encourage them to do the right thing because I can't do the right thing for you. You know, you really can't learn from it. You really can't heal from it if you don't learn from it. You know, it's really, what's the point? You know, it takes a lot of guts to go and be honest with somebody and tell somebody, hey, I'm stepping out on you or whatever the case. So whenever you have the guts to do something like that and you actually do it, man, that does something to your character. You know, you build respect for yourself. You'll be disgusted, you know, for a while, but then you know that you came clean. You did the right thing. You know, there's a prize that comes with being truthful. It's a prize that comes with being truthful. I'm telling you. And you have to be honest with your damn self too at the same time. So, you know, it's not all about giving somebody what they want. It's about you being honest with yourself as well. So, but those are my what would you do questions. And I want you guys to think about it. If you had one wish, what would it be? If your mate told you 5 years later that they cheated on you, 5 years after the affair, what would you do? If you was in a relationship, if you're not in a relationship, just still answer that question if it was you. If your mom told you that they was cheating on your dad or your dad was cheating on your mom, what would you do? What would be your reaction to that? So think about that, man. It's some stuff to think about. And I'm going to do this every segment because I like it. I like asking and answering questions. So I used to have people I used to ask questions on social media and get their answers. And I used to ask people to post questions and I would say it. You know, I miss those days. I'm trying to get my audience back. I really am. I haven't even posted anything to try it out. I just didn't want to get my feelings hurt, to be real. But it's been fun so far. I'm really happy that I chose to do this part of the segment because that was really fun to really think about it. You feel like you're really having a conversation with people because I am to you that's listening. So anyway, so substance, I wanted to talk about substance and I made a post on I made a post on Instagram about substance, having somebody with substance, finding someone with substance, not settling. And the reason why I posted is because I'm not trying to say or call anybody out. It's just something that came across because I had a recent conversation, and I really feel like people should understand what substance is and how important it is. You know, you have these relationships that you're in, and when you're in a relationship, you're like, you know, it's a relationship, everything's good, they're nice, they treat me right, they're sweet, it's all good. You know, it's not a bad relationship, because I know what a bad relationship is. But then you think about another relationship and you think, oh my God, I lived in that relationship, I grew in that relationship, I felt like I was the best person that I could be at the time in that relationship, I was set on fire in that relationship. And you know, when you think about stuff like that in another relationship that you used to have, and then you have the relationship that you're in now, and they don't set your soul on fire, and they don't make you feel like a natural woman, like you're everything that you need to be, and you're so appreciated and so welcome for who you are, man, I tell you what, you need to find somebody with some substance. Somebody that's going to really pour into you. Pour into you. You know what I'm saying? If they don't change your life, they ain't got no substance, man. They have no substance. You can put some alcohol in water, and then you might see you might see little swirls or whatever. If you put alcohol in water, you just pour it in there. But there's no chemical reaction there. There's no chemical reaction there at all. Now, if you put some goddamn Kool-Aid in some in some water, it'll change the whole color and the taste. You put some vinegar in some damn some baking soda in some water. Not water, I'm sorry. You put that in some vinegar, there's a chemical reaction. There's a damn explosion. It changes everything. It changes everything. It's not even the same. You can't even pour that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the point I'm trying to make is, I'm not saying that there's some type of fairy tale love out there. I'm not trying to say that because, you know, y'all don't have flames or whatever. But even if you're just happy, if you know that you're just happy and content because there's no drama. If you're happy and content because there's no mess. If you're happy and content because you feel you have more energy than you did in that relationship that really blew your mind. Man, you settling. I'm just going to say it. And, you know, I'm not talking about myself. I'm very happy. I know what the hell substance is. And I won't settle for anything that doesn't have substance. That doesn't have a real connection. It doesn't really body me. It really doesn't, you know, and I'm not trying to say, like, it's got to be like on a damn movie. That's not what I'm saying. Whenever you have that relationship, when you have that substance, when you have that true substance, they make you want to change. They don't make you change by telling you to change, but they make you want to evolve into a better person that you are. Not into someone else, but into the same person, but a better you. You know what I'm saying? You got to find somebody with some substance. What is substance to you? And that's substance to me. Tell me if I'm wrong. And you know, people say find someone with some substance, some education. What? Some, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who has knowledge. That's not all substance is. Find somebody who has some depth to them. If you find these shells, you dating these shells, just people who are just here, you're settling. That's settling to me. Maybe they're shells meant for shells. I don't freaking know. Or maybe we're meant to fill them shells. I don't know. But I remember I was a shell. And I dated someone with some depth, man. When I say she was deep, she was deep. She was deep. She was deeper than the earth's core. She was deep. Deeper than space, she was deep. And whenever we dated, you know, it was a very short time because she passed away, but that was the first relationship that I've ever had, or the first connection that I ever had on a level that was just mind blowing. And it was crazy. The whole situation was crazy. The whole connection was crazy. And you know, when she passed away, I definitely lost a part of myself. You know what I'm saying? I lost a part of myself, and it changed me. But she made me want to be different, and she made me look at music different. And I'm passionate about music, man. And she really introduced me to a lot of stuff. It's not just sex. She introduced me to a lot of stuff that meant something to me already. It's like you have something, and to have someone come into your life and help what you already have in your hands grow, man, that's something different. It's something different. And I've had plenty relationships. I wouldn't say plenty, but after that, I've had about 3 or 4 relationships that were serious, and it included my marriage. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that me and my ex-wife share. We had depth. We both had depth. And it was a connection. It was a chemistry that I never, ever experienced. And it was awesome. You know what I'm saying? Just didn't work out. Shit don't work out. Okay? But these people that I've crossed in my path, they've had depth. You know, you attract what you want. But you need to find somebody with some substance and don't settle. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying to you got to know for sure if they're the one for you forever. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Who knows? People change. You got to stop having high expectations that are not realistic. You cannot say you want to be in a relationship where you don't get hurt. You're going to get hurt. You can't promise somebody that you won't hurt them. That's unrealistic. We're all going to hurt somebody. It's just who we are. We're human. I'm not saying that we're all going to cheat or something. I'm saying, you know, you're going to argue. You're going to have those debates. You're going to have those conversations that are very uncomfortable. You have decisions that you have to make that might put a grip on y'all, you know? But find somebody with some depth, somebody that sets your soul on fire, somebody that makes you want to grow and makes you say, I'm ordinary and I don't want to be ordinary anymore. God dang, I want to grow. And like I said, let me say this again. And this is crazy. When I get on the podcast, I cannot think of the words that I want to say at all. But what I'm trying to say, let me reiterate this. It's not to change who you are, because you are who you are. It's to expand who you are. It's to grow who you are. It's not to turn you into anyone else, because you got to be who you are. You got to know who you are too. You can't let somebody else tell you who you are, introduce you to who you are. You can't do that. You got to learn that yourself. But once you know yourself, and there's some people you connect with that helps you find yourself. And those are people who got those souls, man, who got those selfless souls. Because people who are vulnerable can really get used. But there's some people who really don't want to do that. They really want you to find yourself. They can see what you're passionate in, and they help you to dig deeper in that. So when I say substance and do not settle, find somebody who has substance that's going to help you along the way to your dream as well as theirs, and you do the same for them as well, because once they pour into you, you have no choice but to pour back into them, and then it's just a back and forth thing. You know what I'm saying? Grow together. And I see a lot of relationships like that, and it warms my heart to see them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get lost with somebody, and it's not in a bad way where you lose yourself, but you get lost in it. You know what I'm saying? You're just living and you're just flowing free, you know. And in my relationship, I'm always being told that I definitely do something to them, and I help them to grow and you know, and things like that. And so does she. She does the same thing for me, and it's on a deeper level. You gotta have substance yourself as well. I'm not asking you to be soulful. It's to be who you are on a deeper level. Be who you are for real. When you be who you are for real, comfortably know who you are, and you're free, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not really hard, but you got to find somebody with some substance. And you know what? I missed something that was very important. When it comes to substance, I know I said it's not necessary. I'm not talking about education and having knowledge, but I am talking about somebody who has common sense and wisdom. Somebody who has heart. Somebody who has heart, common sense, and wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Someone who can ignite you in that way. You know, I'm not saying that they got to be deep and talking about some dumb shit. That's not what I'm saying. you got to have knowledge and wisdom. Somebody who really lived and went through life and learned from the things that they went through. Okay? I'm about to be 30 years old. Anybody that comes to me and want to date me and they have nothing to really talk about, but all they want to do is just skate on the surface, it's not happening. You got to show me something deeper. Reel me in. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to talk about substance and not settling because it's very important that we get that understanding, because I see a lot of people doing it. I see a lot of people that I've done it in the past and I've learned from it. You know, it felt different. I felt like I was going in circles in this tiny little vegetable can. But whenever you realize that things could be way bigger, you get out of that can. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. You guys are such an awesome audience. Don't forget to go to my Facebook, Brittany Carter, BRITNYCARTER. And those are my links right there for my other, the other platforms that my podcast is on. Please feel free to share. And do not forget to support the Black-owned businesses in your community, people that you know that are trying to build something. Invest and vote with your dollar. Let me tell you something that's very important. Anything that you invest from a pure heart, pure motive, pure intentions, it does not come back to you void. You will get that back. You get that good energy back. So when you invest in other people, you're investing in your future as well, because that stuff comes back to you. You're opening doors for yourself. You just never know what doing something for someone else could get you. I've done it so many times and I was like, because I did that, I got, wow. Now, oh, wow. You know, you just never freaking know. You never know. So vote with your dollar. Support those Black-owned businesses. Black Lives Matter. They do. And more than ever, we are really raising that up, you know. And there's different parts of Black Lives Matter that people are really being crazy with it and being, you know, violent and hateful. I'm on the green side of Black Lives Matter. We do matter, but we, you know, and I don't want to be the person to say all lives matter or nothing like that, but I love everybody. But we definitely came up short so many times, and it's time for us to stop coming up short. And that's where I stand with Black Lives Matter. So I hope you guys understand that. But what would you do? Make sure that you think about those questions. If you had one wish, if your mate told you they cheated on you 5 years, or if your mom or your dad told you they was cheating on each other or whatever, think about those questions. If you have any questions, please, please feel free to leave a recording. Write me on Instagram or whatever, Britt Brad Carter, Beyond Talk Podcast on Instagram. And do not forget, if you know anybody or yourself who wants to co-host with me, I would really, really love that for season 2. I am looking for someone. You don't have to be on the set every episode, but I am looking for someone that is willing to come on, you know, often or whatever. You know, I only do once a week segments, so it's not even going to be an every week thing, but I would love to have someone who is consistent with me, maybe once a month, twice a month, or however often that they are available. But I know that after this, I am going to be consistent. I promise you guys, I'm going to be consistent from here on out with the podcast. So don't forget to support each other. I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And do not forget, if you don't love yourself, how can you love someone else?
With every passing moment, thoughts of you run through my head. I am slowly realizing, I think you're truly heaven sent. I think you're truly something special, something.